Blessed be God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Let's try that again. You all really weren't with it. Okay. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known. And from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Be with you. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, increase in us the gifts of faith, hope, and charity, and that we may obtain what you promise. Make us love what you command. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. O God, we thank you for the glorious company of the apostles, and especially on this day for St. Thaddeus. And we pray that as he was faithful and zealous in his mission, so we may, with ardent devotion, make known the love and mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, save, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I am going to bring them from the land of the north, and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth. Among them, the blind and the lame, those with child and those in labor, together, a great company, they shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with consolation I will lead them back. I will let them walk by brooks of water, in a straight path in which they shall not stumble. For I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. The former priests were many in number because they were prevented by death from continuing in office. But he holds his priesthood permanently because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able for all time to save those who approach God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For it was fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, blameless, undefiled, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. Unlike the other priests, he has no need to offer sacrifices day after day for his own sins and then for those of the people. This he did once for all when he offered himself. For the law appoints as high priests those who are subject to weakness, but the word of the oath, which came later than the law, appoints a son who has been made perfect forever. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. ascended and go. Your faith has made you well. Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on his way. The gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
I speak these words to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Bishop Michael Curry tells this story about how his father became an Episcopalian. When his father and mother met, she was an Episcopalian and he was a Baptist. And while they were engaged, he went to church with her. Now, he had never been inside an Episcopal church. And this was a very alien world to someone who came from the African-American Baptist experience. The Book of Common Prayer, the liturgy, written prayers, the silences, chanting, this was all very new to him. But he later said that the most striking difference for him that day was communion. He had never experienced a chalice, the common cup from which everyone drank. That morning, Curry's parents were among the very few African Americans in the congregation. This was in the 1940s. Jim Crow was alive and well. Segregation and separation of the races was still the law in much of the land. This was long before the civil rights movement. Still, Curry's father saw on the altar only one cup from which everyone was to drink. He was not comfortable about going up to communion, but he watched very closely as Curry's mother went up. Was the priest really going to give her communion from the common cup? And if he did, was the next person really going to drink from that same cup? And would others drink too, knowing a black woman had sipped from that cup? He saw the priest offer her the cup, and she drank. And then the priest offered the cup to the next person at the rail, and that person drank, and then the next person, and the next, all down the rail. Bishop Curry's father said, "That's what brought me to the Episcopal Church. Any church in which black folks and white folks drink out of the same cup knows something about a gospel that I want to be a part of." And now that man's son will be installed presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church next Sunday at the National Cathedral. A few minutes ago, we sang what is perhaps the most favorite hymn in the Christian church, Amazing Grace. And it has that wonderful, wonderful line, "I once was blind, but now I see." The slave ship captain who wrote those words, of course, was not physically blind, but he realized that he had been spiritually blind. And when his eyes were opened to the sin of slavery, he and William Wilberforce brought an end to slavery in the British Empire, years before the Civil War ended slavery in our country. That slave trader, John Newton, recovered his sight from spiritual blindness. All too often, you and I are spiritually blind. Oh, we want to see clearly, but things are often blurred, unclear, distorted. And many times, our spiritual lives seem lived in darkness, and we yearn for the light. This morning's gospel lesson is about a man who was physically blind, who yearned for the light, who called out to Jesus for help. Bartimaeus was a blind beggar on the streets of Jericho. And when he heard that this Jesus of Nazareth was passing by, he shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And a lot of people in that crowd told him to shut up. But Jesus had heard him. He said, "Bring him to me." And then someone in the crowd said, "Take heart, get up. He's calling you." And Jesus restores Bartimaeus' sight. And the formerly blind man followed Jesus on the way. That is, he became a disciple, a follower on the way of Christ. Take heart. He's calling you. In my spiritual blindness, we need Jesus to restore our sight, to see things clearly. Bartimaeus cried out to Jesus, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Son of David, have mercy on me. Centuries ago, the Orthodox fathers adapted Bartimaeus' prayer into what we now call the Jesus Prayer. Lord Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. That prayer is at the very heart of our faith. It's a prayer that can be called a breath prayer. That is, you pray it as you breathe. It's a wonderful meditation prayer. And you've probably used it at some time in your life, but if you haven't, you're going to today. It works like this. Jesus Christ, take in a breath. Son of God, take in a breath. Have mercy on me, take in a breath. A sinner. See, there's a rhythm to it. It's a way of getting quiet inside and outside. Very, very simple. Very, very profound. I'm going to ask you to join me in it. It's okay to talk in church once in a while. If you want to close your eyes, that's fine too. But say it with me. Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Be conscious of your breath as you breathe in after each phrase. Let's do it again. Lord Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. The good news, my friends, is that he hears our prayer, as he heard Bartimaeus' prayer. And we can almost hear those around us saying, "Take heart. He's calling you. He's calling you. He's calling you." He's calling you and me to leave our blindness behind and to begin to see things clearly. to understand that God's love embraces all of his creation, that all of God's creatures are beloved by the Father, and that you and I are called to love and accept all. This day, as we celebrate our life together in this community of faith called St. Thaddeus, I pray that we will give thanks and rejoice in that amazing grace that saves us all. Amen.
Please stand with me, profess your faith by reciting Nicene Creed, found on page 358 of the Book of Common Prayer. We believe in one God,
the Father of the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one made with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate of the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified and Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will not come around. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge the baptism and the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The prayers of the people are found on your bulletin insert. Our faith is centered on Christ, who revealed to us the healing touch of God's justice and mercy. We now call on God to continue that same healing and justice in our lives and in our world, saying, Lord, have mercy. May we continue Christ's mission of healing for all in need in our community. For this we pray.
Lord, have mercy.
May the leaders of government see the needs of the oppressed and respond in justice. For this we pray.
Lord, have mercy.
May those who are in need of healing find in Christ a source of strength in their struggles. We pray especially for those on our prayer list. For Margaret, Jean, Steve, Kenny, Nicole, JR, Jerome, Mark,
Blair,
Michelle,
Harry,
John,
Kevin,
Paul,
Irene,
Colton,
Chuck,
Jimmy,
Naomi,
Martha,
Renee,
Russell,
Jane,
Brent,
Ryan,
Teddy,
Richard,
Wendell,
Grant,
Jeff,
Regina,
Ruth,
James,
Audrey,
Irene,
Debbie,
Larry,
Joyce,
Brian,
Peter,
Michael,
Pat,
Joe,
Debbie,
George,
Howard,
David,
Jeffrey,
For this we pray. May we be challenged to discover ways of being of service to others. For this we pray. May those who have died live eternally in the presence of God, in whom all find comfort and peace. For this we pray. On this St. Thaddeus Day, we pray that our congregation may be empowered by your Spirit to be faithful witnesses of your love and mercy in the world. For this we pray. Are there any other intercessions? We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating a birthday this week, especially Jeannie Cox, Megan Jones, Jamie Curtis, and Suzanne Roch Dalton. We give thanks for those celebrating an anniversary this week, especially Marcy and Steele Jones. Almighty God, we seek your face in our lives. Touch us with your Spirit of justice and healing, through Christ your Son, in whom we pray.
Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God,
we confess our sins against you, God, worthy of you.
Almighty God, to have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. several announcements to which I would call your attention. First and foremost, I've been told that there's lots of food in the parish hall, that even if you didn't remember to bring something, there's lots of food, so come on back. And then afterwards, you might get a chance to clean up. Tomorrow night, we are part and parcel of the Family Promise Ministry. That's the ministry that takes care of homeless families, and we need some more help. And toward that end, I'd ask George, who is our coordinator, Chris, George isn't. George is saying no. But Chris is our coordinator, and would you speak to that, please?
Tomorrow night is our first opportunity to serve at Family Promise. And I was told that there would be two families, and I found out this week that there will be four families. And looking at the list, we have a 9-year-old, 5-year-old, 4-year-old, 12-year-old, 9-year-old. So I know we're going to need more food. So if you can help, please let me know. We're going to serve around 5:30. It's at St. John's. I forgot to mention that last time. It's at St. John's. The other thing that we do also is they need evening hosts. They need someone to be there between 6 and 8 when the overnight comes. So I do think now I'm going to say I need somebody else if they're going to bring food. If you're not going to bring food, if you can come and just sit with us. And I think one of the most important thing is, this is not about food, it's about fellowship and hospitality. So it's a joy to be able to do so much for those people that we can't celebrate.
Thank you, Chris. Very, very important ministry, and I know you want to participate. See Chris after the service, please. While we're speaking of that kind of ministry, you'll see in the narthex sign-up sheet for our Thanksgiving baskets. And we'd ask you to print your name beside the dish that you will provide. And then we'll gather those up the Sunday before Thanksgiving to be distributed. We're going to be taking care of four Thanksgiving baskets. And last year, within 2 weeks, we had everything covered, so we ask you to be aware of that as well. And while we're talking about more outreach ministries, Hosanna House paper products are being collected this month, starting for November. We started today. Bring paper products to be used at Hosanna Community House. And then finally, but certainly not least, 2 weeks from yesterday, the women of the church will have their annual bazaar. And so just want to put that on your radar. It's 2 weeks from yesterday. Are there any other announcements? Yes, Ed.
Metropolitan Ministry is extending much of its funds for placing people that were put out of the Superior Court voter lodge and that do not have enough money to take advantage of the housing allowances that are made by the Chattanooga Housing Authority. So we are supplementing their funds and we're running short.
Make your check to MetMen. You can put it in the offering today and we'll get it to them, or write your check and send it directly to them on Macaulay Avenue. Any other announcements? Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, for you are the source of light and life. You made us in your image and called us to new life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you, in your mercy, sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me. Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we're bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you this day and remain with you always. Amen. Amen.